New federal education figures show graduation rates are up in Escambia County, but the district remains behind its Panhandle neighbors and the state as a whole. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
As I remind people all the time, education is not like going to the drive-thru. It's not instant. It takes time, and we have to stay the course.
Escambia County's graduation rate for the 2012-2013 school year was 64%, up from 62% the previous term. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says the two-point uptick is more evidence that they're on the right track.
We've actually been trending up since 2009, and there's been a lot of effort, not only by myself, but personnel at school administrators, counselors, parents, and don't forget the students, trying to do everything they can to graduate in 4 years.
Escambia still falls short of the 75% statewide graduation rate, along with Santa Rosa County's 79% and Okaloosa County's 83% mark. One of the factors moving forward towards a higher grad figure, says Thomas, includes a tweaking of a fairly new in-school suspension program.
If a student's suspended from school in the ninth grade, you're going to handicap that student's ability to earn all their credits that year. We have in-school suspension now at every middle and every high school. I think that has been a contributing factor. Last year, we brought in the ability for students to use virtual coursework to do some recovery for some of the credits that they needed or to improve a grade point average.
The federal high school graduation rate includes standard four-year diplomas, but excludes regular and adult GEDs and special diplomas. As such, Thomas says the figures don't tell the whole story.
We have a relatively large special needs population. Approximately 15% of our 41,000 students are in special education. I don't think the public understands a lot of times when they look at these numbers that your ESE students count against you unless they earn a regular diploma in 4 years.
West Florida, Tate, Washington, and Northview led Escambia high schools in graduation rates in 2012-13. Escambia Virtual Academy, Pensacola, Pine Forest, and Escambia were at the bottom. Thomas says the difference in the schools, which use the same curriculum and teaching methods, is quite simple.
It's the students. It's the demographics of the students that enter. You have a more challenging population in some of those schools. And by the way, speaking of Pine Forest, that is the high school that had the single greatest gain in graduation rate. They've been tracking their students, you know, building relationships to make sure they stay on track. And they're up 11 percentage points from the previous year.
West Florida had the top grad rate despite dropping from 92% in 2011-2012 to 91% the following term. Besides Pine Forest, other high schools seeing improvement were Washington, Northview, and Escambia Virtual. Other declines were seen at Pensacola and Escambia. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says a beefier state education budget will enable his district to resurrect at least one tried-and-true program.
I had an aha moment meeting with high school principals discussing this issue. You're going to see us bring summer school back or underclassmen. It typically has been restricted for students in 11th and 12th grade. We're going to open that up and allow some of the 9th grade students, if they fail the class, to be able to make that up.
Also look for a more aggressive night school program for underclassmen to reduce discouragement and ratchet up students' beliefs that they can graduate in 4 years. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.